Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
Votes were certified in the city of Soldotna's four municipal ballot items from the October 6th election, officially allowing of the swearing-in ceremonies for elected officials during Wednesday night's Soldotna City Council meeting.
And that I will faithfully...
And that I will faithfully...
And impartially...
And impartially...
Perform and discharge...
Perform and discharge...
My duties...
My duties...
As a council member...
As a council member...
To the best of my ability...
To the best of my ability...
Congratulations.
Thank you.
The election results were as follows. For mayor, Paul Whitney won with 754 votes, earning 94.94%. He was previously on the council and ran unopposed. For council seat B, incumbent Pamela Parker won with 730 votes, earning over 95% of the vote. She also ran unopposed. Also, because she was not present at Wednesday night's meeting, she was not sworn in, but she will be sworn in prior to the October 28th meeting. For council seat F, incumbent Justin Ruffridge won with 746 votes, earning over 96% of the vote, and he also ran unopposed. Also on the ballot was Proposition 2020-1, exempting the appointed City of Soldotna Planning and Zoning Commission officials from the requirements of the Alaska Public Officials Financial Disclosure Law. And that was defeated with 699 votes, or just over 76% of the vote. As a result of being elected mayor on October 6th, Paul Whitney submitted his resignation from City Council Seat A effective October 18th at midnight. Within 35 days, the remaining council members will appoint a qualified person to fill the vacancy until the next regularly scheduled election, which is October 5th of next year. A new physical oceanographic real-time system, also known as PORTS, aims to improve maritime safety and efficiency off Valdez. NOAA and the Prince William Sound Regional Citizens Advisory Council partnered to establish the third new PORTS system this year, the 36th in the nationwide network. The Valdez PORTS system will consist of an existing NOAA National Water Level Observation Network station at Valdez and two meteorological ocean buoys, operated and maintained by the council, that measure tidal currents, wind, air temperature, water temperature, and barometric pressure. One of the buoys is located off Jackson Point at the Alyeska Pipeline Service Company's Valdez Marine Terminal. The other is at Valdez Duck Flats. In addition to maritime commerce, NOAA claims that the information also improves natural resource management by collecting environmental data. Dr. Jennifer Gerardo in Broward County, Florida, discussed the implementation of a similar system in their area.
So having this very locally available data helps to underscore what we intuitively already know to be true, but also reveals the nuances of local conditions. We are currently in the process of developing very advanced hydrologic models to help support resiliency initiatives. This locally available oceanographic data, water level data, will be vital to calibrating those models to help support infrastructure planning in our communities. And also, through its resilient nature, will help to ensure that we have continuous long-term data sets.
The Port of Valdez is projected to see an increase in commercial ship traffic and passenger cruise ships in the next 5 to 10 years. It is known as the northernmost ice-free U.S. port, where it does not freeze over in winter and is an ideal access point for goods shipped to interior Alaska locations. Governor Mike Dunleavy said on Thursday that he's voting against both citizen initiatives on this year's general election ballot, one to raise oil taxes and another to overhaul state election laws. Dunleavy, in a brief phone interview with Alaska Public Media, said that ballot measure 1, the oil tax increase, has the potential to hurt, not help. The measure could raise an estimated $200 million from oil companies next year, according to state projections, which amounts to about one-fifth of Alaska's deficit. However, companies say the tax increase could thwart investment in Alaska projects and hurt the state's economy. Dunleavy thinks the issue of taxation is better handled by state lawmakers than through the initiative process. Stay tuned for more top headlines on This Week on the Kenai.